story of love. Can you hear me? Came back only yesterday. I'm moving further away. Won't you need me? All I needed was the love you gave. All I needed for another day. All I ever knew, only you. Sometimes when I think of her name, when it's only a game, and I need you, listen to the words that you say. It's getting harder to stay when I see you. All I needed was the love you gave. All I needed for another day. All I ever knew, only you. This is gonna take a long time, and I wonder what's mine. Can't take no more. I wonder if you'll understand. It's just the touch of your hand behind a closed door.
I brash British singer-songwriter Kate Nash right there with her song Kiss That Girl. That is off of Kate Nash's sophomore album, My Best Friend Is You. Now, Kate Nash has had a very exciting career with ups and downs, but she currently has announced she's found a new home for herself on the label Kill Rock Stars. Of course, this is the label that has brought us Sleater-Kinney, Bikini Kill, Elliott Smith, and it's a home that I think Kate Nash will do well at. She's begun to write and record and release new songs. Fingers crossed, there will be a new album soon released through Kill Rock Stars for Kate Nash. She's also announced a number of sold-out shows in the London area, which makes me think that in addition to making new music, that she's kind of getting her feet wet to get back out on the road and would love to see Kate Nash again. In the middle, it is new music from Nouvelle Vague. Now, if you are a loyal listener to Girly So Groovy, you know I get a thrill out of a great cover song. Well, when I saw Nouvelle Vague have released a new album, it was just pure glee on my part. Nouvelle Vague is that French musical collective that specializes in bossa nova arrangements of new wave 1980s songs. The new album is called Should I Stay or Should I Go? A play, of course, on the Clash song. This time, though, we heard Nouvelle Vague taking on the early 1980s new wave classic Only You, originally performed by Yazoo. This time, it's Nouvelle Vague giving it new life. And then, of course, starting things off, it is music from the New Jersey girl group trio, The Angels, best known for their song, My Boyfriend's Back. This time, though, we heard the song, I Adore Him, from The Angels. That was released in 1963 on the album, My Boyfriend's Back. Oh, that was a fun set. I liked it. I was bopping to it. Hopefully you were too. Let's keep things going right now. This pure coincidence. I hate the Bee Gees, but I love this cover song of them. It is Feist right now here on... Yeah, I said it. I hate the Bee Gees. I'm going to be declarative. It's Feist right now here on Girly So Groovy.
Yeah.
Remember a legendary 1970s, early 1980s disco band, Chic? You know the band, Le Freak, Chic, Good Times from Chic, the band that is led by the incredibly talented Nile Rodgers. Well, that is Chic as well right there, going back just to 2019, in fact. Nile Rodgers still releasing music under the moniker of Chic, still with incredible vocalists adding to the music. We heard the song Boogie All Night, again from the album It's About Time, released in 2019 from Chic. In the middle, it is a band that has made its way on Girly So Groovy a number of times, including as part of our honorable mention albums for 2023. It is the London trio Girl Ray, a band that just plays with emotional electropop on their latest album, Prestige. If you're a fan of acts like Feist or Chic or The Bird and the Bee, Haim, Maggie Rogers, Little Scream, Luscious Jackson, I think you will thoroughly love Girl Ray. The new album came out last summer and it was a great summer bop of an album, and it's something I'm still listening to. We heard the song True Love from Girl Ray, and then starting the set off with Feist and her cover of the BG classic Inside and Out. You can find that on Feist's sophomore album, Let It Die. Coming up in the second hour of the program, we kind of take a hard right as we move our way into alternative indie rock sounds. But that's the beauty of the program. I try every week to stitch this together as I would a full 2-hour mixtape. Anytime that I've made a mixtape, a mix CD, a playlist, it is always about stitching song after song after song, never making it too jarring, because the idea is to just kind of whisk us along into sonic soundscape. And that sounds so music nerdy, pretentious, but it's true. Listen, if you ever miss an episode of Girly So Groovy, or you just would like to listen at your leisure, maybe you don't have a full 2 hours to sit by the radio and enjoy the show, know that you can listen at your leisure online. Find us on the website mixcloud.com/girlysogroovy, girly and groovy ending with an IE. When you're there, you will find 10 weeks worth of Girly So Groovy simply waiting for you to press play and press pause. Come and go as you like. Included in that 10 weeks worth of Girly So Groovy, you will find last week's episode. Last week's episode actually, was it? Yes, it was last week's episode where we celebrated the groundbreaking country crooner Patsy Cline in the second hour. So that is available, as well as, like I say, 10 weeks worth of Girly So Groovy. Before we fully cannonball into the second hour, let's wrap up this first hour. Well, I feel like this hour kind of had interesting, dreamy sounds. You know what? When I think about this last hour, I'm really proud of the fact that I think it depicts what Girly So Groovy is all about. Bringing you thoroughly modern music with new releases from the likes of Adrian Lenker and Nouvelle Vague, but also finding a way to bring in just absolute classic sounds. In this hour, we had, when I think about it, classic folk rock from The Rushes. We had classic 60s pop from The Angels. We had classic jazz from Blossom Dearie. Gosh, I love this show, and I love the fact that you stick around with me week after week. Anyways, let's wrap up this first hour with dreamy Vancouver indie rock duo Doohickey Cubicle with the song Sign Here. It's the opening song from the band's album Don't Fix Anything. I think I got that right. Yeah, Doohickey Cubicle right now here on Girly So Groovy.
Yeah.
Welcome to the second hour of Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock and you. Yes, I am talking to you, the listener who loves them. A show where the music always speaks for itself. I'm your host, Trevor Klendert, bringing you 2 full hours of phenomenal, fabulous, fantastic female-fronted radio week after week. A 2-hour mixtape of nothing but that. Celebrating voices that need to be heard. In the second hour of the program, I've got great music on the way from Cult's Fantagram. Music on the way from Peaches, brand new Kim Gordon, formerly of Sonic Youth, Kim Gordon on the way. Music as well from Blake Babies and a few other tricks and treats up my sleeve. We're going to start off the hour with an album that came to my attention through Pitchfork. Pitchfork described it as one of the best new albums of the year so far. And I would definitely agree. It's a band that has not been featured on Girly So Groovy before, despite the fact that they've released their 4th album. But I'm so glad to add them to the Girly So Groovy mix. Childhood Friends, Childhood Friends, Marissa DeBice, and Tanasi Paul make alternative rock music under the moniker of Mannequin Pussy. The Philadelphia band's new 4th album, I Got Heaven, walks a fine line between rock and roll bite and knowing when to pull the fangs back. It's an album with both rousing and reflective gritty energy, so that's where we're going to go with the second hour right now here on Girly So Groovy. I know.